Hello everyone, welcome back to The Composer's Life. I'm Nadia, your host, a fellow composer, and welcome to the final episode in the series of Composing with Modes. Before we get into today's episode, I have a very exciting announcement. I have finally posted a website for the podcast, which you can find in the episode notes below. And speaking of the podcast, if you're enjoying it and you want to follow along and be notified of when new episodes come out, please subscribe on whatever you're listening to this on and leave a review so that other people can find it as well. Now let's just finish this series up. We've finally come to the last episode and I am so excited and feeling so many things to be finishing this. I'm just going to get right into the content for today. To review the order of the modes, we have Ionian, Dorian, Phrygian, Lydian, Mixolydian, Aeolian, and Locrian. It wouldn't be fitting to end on an easy note, so don't worry, this is by far the hardest mode to learn, in my opinion, and to compose in. There's a lot about this mode that really makes it stick out among the others. The thing that's so different about it is that it has a diminished fifth. You're probably used to hearing this. Which is a perfect fifth, but Locrian has this. Which is a diminished fifth. This can sound really odd if you're not used to atonal or Eastern music. I mentioned this in one of the earlier episodes, but every scale or mode or key in Western music has trained us to link it with a certain emotion. This happened naturally through people composing music for stories in settings like ballets and operas, and today we see that in films, TV shows, musicals, or even just listening to music in general. We associate certain sounds with happy and sad. Thus, if you're trained in Western music like me, you won't be as familiar with the sound of the Locrian mode, and that's what can make it so difficult. When I listen to it, I don't know what to think. I don't know what emotion it's supposed to invoke. I'm just a bit confused. However, in Eastern music, including that of South Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa, Locrian is well used in music. So if you grew up with that sort of musical influence, you're likely to feel something completely different than me when you listen to Locrian. Now let's get into the basics of the scale and break it down with whole and half steps. Locrian's pattern is half, whole, whole, half, whole, whole, whole. I can pick any note to build my pattern on, and for you, I'm going to choose B. Starting on B, I'm going to go up a half step to C, then a whole step to D, then another whole step to E, a half step to F, a whole step to G, a whole step to A, and one last whole step up to B. I would definitely suggest trying this on your own, starting on any note on a keyboard or whatever instrument you play, and try following this pattern to build a Locrian scale. If you'd like an easy way to find and play a Locrian scale, do this. Play a C major scale. Now do the same thing, but start and end on B instead of C. That gives you a B Locrian scale. You can do this for any major scale. Play the major scale and then do it again, but start and end on its seventh scale degree. You will always play a Locrian scale that way. Let's now get into some musical examples of Locrian. It's quite difficult to write an entire piece of music using this mode in Western music just because of how different it can sound to us. After digging long and hard on the internet, I found a few for you to listen to. I won't be able to play the music for you during this episode because it doesn't belong to me, but you can click the link in my description notes that will take you to a page with this music. The first piece I found was on YouTube by a composer named Evan Bennett. It's called Nocien No. 1 in F Locrian and is inspired by Erik Satie. His harmonies do go back and forth, so they're not always completely resting in Locrian. But that's the same with literally every piece of music that exists, unless it's purposely not done that way. It's very rare to find a piece of music that doesn't use accidentals or borrow from other keys and things. So this piece is basically based in Locrian, as it says in the title. This composer has written waltzes for every mode, so if that's something that would interest you, make sure to check him out. The next piece was also composed purposely in the Locrian mode. It's a piano waltz created in 2009 by Amy Mayana. This piece is called Waltz No. 7 in Locrian mode. I found it very beautiful. The last piece is called Dust to Dust by John Kirkpatrick. This is actually a folk song published on his album in 1971. It has a somber and sad sound to my Western-trained ears. Now that you have some background and references for this lovely mode, I am going to make a probably lousy attempt at creating my own piece. My random note is F, so F Locrian will be the base for my piece. Now I'm going to play through the chords of the Locrian mode, figure out what pattern I want to follow, what harmonies I want to use, and I think I want to attempt a piano waltz just because of those examples. I've really enjoyed them. I'm not gonna lie, because this mode is more unfamiliar territory for me, I'm nervous to compose in it, but we'll see how it goes. Thank you. Yes, that was just as hard as I thought it was going to be. I had to constantly keep checking to make sure I was playing the right notes, and honestly, I've probably messed up a bunch, so if you hear a mistake, please feel free to correct me. I feel like my idea is really simple, but hey, music can be what you want it to be. And I feel like I could definitely go somewhere with what I have so far. So here's what I'm sticking with. And voila, we are at the end of the last episode. If you want to stick around after the outro music, I am recording a bonus segment. In the meantime, if you need more help with the Locrian mode, click the link in the episode notes that will take you to a blog that has visual aids, videos, links to all of the song examples I mentioned, and a PDF of the Locrian scale in every key and starting on every note. If you've listened to every episode of this mini-series, great freaking job. It's a lot of information to learn, but you did it. I hope you were able to get as much out of it as I have. Composing in every mode has really helped me, like, really learn the modes, and I am not going to forget them now. And I really hope it helps me with my own music. If you need a bit more help with the modes in general, feel free to use the blog whenever you want. You can stay tuned for more episodes to come by subscribing, and if you liked the series, please leave a review. Have fun studying and composing this week. Hello, and welcome to the bonus section. If you're listening to this, I am going to tell you something about yourself. You're a nerd, and so am I. So let's get into it. Every episode of the Composing with Modes series, I've referred to C major or a major key and finding that mode within that key. The reason being is if you play a C major scale and keep starting on different notes of that scale, you'll eventually play every single mode. Let me show you. First, I will start on C. That's an Ionian scale. Now I'm going to play the same notes but start on D. That's a Dorian scale. Same thing, this time on E. That's a Phrygian scale. Next, I'll start on F. That's a Lydian scale. Next, G. That's a Mixolydian scale. Next, A. That's an Aeolian scale. And lastly, B. That's a Locrian scale. Pretty cool, right? Okay, that's it. Bye.